A recent four-vehicle accident in Anchorage involving a drunk driver with multiple DUIs received considerable media attention. But as KSKA's Len Anderson reports, while the driver's history might be extreme, it fits an all-too-familiar pattern.
According to the police department spokesman, Lieutenant Dave Parker, impaired drivers keep Anchorage patrol officers very busy.
Anchorage Police Department actually arrests the equivalent of 1% of our population here in Anchorage every year, almost 1% of the population for DWI.
Parker adds that for most drivers, the first DWI or DUI becomes a valuable, if expensive, learning experience.
Between 2005 and 2009, there were statewide a total of 10,351 DWI arrests. 94% of them were for the first time.
Lieutenant Parker breaks down the remaining 5% who are DUI repeaters.
About 46 people, which is a little less than 0.5%, that was their third arrest for a DWI in that five-year period. There were only 3 who were arrested 4 times in that five-year period, and only 1 statewide who was arrested 5 times in that 1 5-year period.
Donald Benedix, a 46-year-old Anchorage resident, apparently falls into the 5% category. Benedix was the driver of a Ford Expedition that shortly after 7 o'clock Monday evening slammed into the back end of a line of 3 vehicles stopped for a red light at Muldoon Road and Dubin Avenue. The chain reaction accident sent 3 of the occupants in the stationary vehicles to local hospitals. Witnesses say Benedix had not slowed down before striking the rear car. After the accident, he and a passenger began walking away but were stopped by witnesses and brought back to the accident, where he remained until the police arrived. Benedix was arrested for felony DUI, driving with a license revoked, and assault second degree. Parker says it was hardly the driver's first drunk driving arrest.
We found out he had been previously convicted of 9 DUIs or DWIs and had been convicted 14 times, I believe, of driving with license either revoked or suspended, which is usually the result of bad driving behavior, like DWI.
Parker says the case is just a more extreme example of a constant frustration for police, the courts, and the community. A suspended license does not stop some people from driving, especially where alcohol is concerned.
The problem I think we see with the recidivist DWI people, the people who continually get arrested for that, is the fact that the alcohol that they're drinking clouds their thinking, obviously, and their judgment, and their understanding of consequences, and so they hop behind the wheel and out they go.
The court set Benedix's bail at $25,000 cash, plus requiring a court-approved third-party custodian. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.